Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that should just is strengthened and encouraged by these podcasts and understands her dreams better, and so that she may walk more perfectly in your will and have real clarity. Ask all these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, and so just going through dream imagery, I'm talking about times of judgment and walking in the spirit, more perfectly understanding dreams. And then just, once again, this is not a one-size-fits-all, like dream interpretation type dictionary sort of thing. This is something led of the spirit. If you understand your dreams, you just need help and some clarity, that that this can be fruitful for you. But then again, if you do need help, just prayerfully you'll seek help to understand your dreams better, because I've seen a lot of really important warnings in people's dreams these days. So you do want to make sure you understand them correctly. Okay, so this is Psalm 68, verse 22, starting verse 22. It says, "The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue and the dog and the tongue of thy dogs in the same." If you see in your dreams someone or yourself, but like namely a Christian, okay, running around with like a sword or a gun or a hatchet, okay, just really violent imagery. And they're killing either someone or they're killing animals and beasts. This could be like this verse of scripture, just a very victorious Christian, very strong, very things are going well, a lot of really utilizing the power of God to destroy Satan. Okay, I see a man running away from the Christian, and them chasing him with a hatchet, something like that. Or they come in and you see police officers or something like that, and they're saying that there was a massacre and there's body parts all over the place. The Bible is very vivid in terms of imagery with overcoming your enemies. Okay, and what that just looks like in the flesh is you have a Christian who's really fighting for a person's soul, okay, really fighting to get them delivered out of the hands of Satan and out of deception, and that they win. Okay, that first person's either demons come out of that person, or that person's really set free from a lot of demonic strongholds and brought to the truth of the gospel. Okay, and those demons that are surrounding that person that Christian is warring for are destroyed and absolutely defeated, which is wonderful with the power of God. And you're talking about perfect victory there, which is what you want, right? Okay, so I'll go ahead and just leave it there for today. Father, I ask for Rainy starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, just loving and glorifying you and seeking after your face all day long. I ask all these prayers and voice in Jesus' name, amen.